Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And you are listening to All That Jazz Now on the Don S. McClure Show. It is 12:12. No, it's not. It's 12:15. Oh, man, our board's got the wrong date on there. But actually, it's December 15th. Sounds like a tax date, don't it? April 15th. Ugh. You know we hate those. But we got to do what we got to do. We got some great jazz for you tonight. And, man, I've been pushing. Santa Claus versus the Aliens, Bring Christmas Home, featuring Crystal Catherine Magic. So get those orders in now. We're already having a little tiff with Amazon about shipping, but we're going to get it to you. So book number 20, can you believe that? Next year, five more books. Book number 25, then book 85, book 105. Just too many books. But anyway, listen, if you want to get into the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show. So we got a great lineup for you tonight. We got some Dinah Washington, some Oscar Peterson, some Gerald Albright, some Cindy Bradley, Vanessa Williams, and we got some stuff. Some old, some new. We got this track called Gray Area by Cindy Bradley. She's becoming one of my most favorite artists. So, further ado, we're going to get the show on the road. Let's see what we're going to get here. I see people tuning in. My board is starting to light up with blue lights. It makes me feel so good, so warm, so special. You know what? We got a couple of jazz Christmas tracks, too, that we're going to play. So we're going to light it up for you. And why don't we start off with one of them? He plays sax, Grisato. It's called White Christmas. How about that? And happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Happy. Happy everybody. Let me play this track, White Christmas. This is a saxophone Christmas track. Uh-huh. And I bet you, you didn't think Christmas was going to be jazz. Oh, man. You know, it's been a long year, and we got some great stuff lined up for next year. We've got some fashion show stuff from the I Wear Something Black store that we're going to sign up in St. Louis, and we're going to start the fashion tour right from St. Louis. How about that? I mean, that's going to be exciting. Working on a musical, and we're working on raising the capital to produce my own TV network like Hulu and Lifetime and streams, just stream my head off. So wouldn't that be amazing? Come home after work, turn on your TV on your Amazon Fire Stick, and there will be the logo, DSM. Oh, man, that's going to be fantastic. They won't be able to contain me. Hey, I got my booster shot, and they had to hold me down because they shot me in the derriere. So friends of mine said, Don, who do you know got a booster shot in the rear? They said, quit telling this story. So anyway, I did get my booster, though, and my arm doesn't hurt. We're going to jump to a track by one of my favorite artists, Peter White. He's got a track called Smile, and it's pretty good. So all that jazz now, tonight, on the Don S. McClure Show. And here we go. Peter White. And we're back. And you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We got some great jazz for you tonight. We're going to take you back, and we're going to bring you forward. And we're even going to play a couple of Christmas jazz. How about that? You know, one thing about it, as the year pushes on, and what do we have, like 2 more weeks that it's over with? Think about all the good you had this year, all the rough, all the tough, but you made it through. And you didn't even have to say, I'm going to make some resolution. You know, it's pretty good because life is basically an adventure. And for me, this new animation character that I've got, Crystal Catherine Magic, a.k.a. KK, has been having a lot of movement, and I'm sure it's going to get even better. So I want you to think about that. You know, go to the website, dsmpublications.net. I'm up to 20 books. Make sure you get one of them at least and read The Adventures of the Butterflies, or the new book I got out about Bass Reeves, First Black Deputy, U.S. Marshal, Bad Man. I'm going to jump to this track by Cindy Bradley, one of my favorite jazz artists on sax, female. She's got a track called Snack Grouch. I guess he was a grouch, and I guess he liked snacks. Did you hear that? I'm trying not to get no echo. Man, that was a track. You know, see, that's what I like about the jazz. They've got movement, then they've got softness, then they've got just knocked down bad jazz. You know, I like Dave Cars. You know, I'm a Dave Cars man. And, you know, he was a DJ on the radio, Dave Cars, the Dave Cars show. And me and some friends of mine used to listen to Dave Cars all the time while we were in Memphis. And these were some really good guys, you know, but we liked that jazz. So I just thought I'd play a little Dave Cars featuring Vanessa Williams. And I know a lot of people didn't think that she sang jazz, but she actually does. And she's got a good voice, too. So I just decided, put my thinking cap on, because that last track I played, I always play that when I'm driving into the studio, so I get a little friction on the wheels. And I'll be looking cool with my sunglasses, even at night. I had these progressive lens made that turned dark, you know, and I like that, man. Something about the dark, amazing. But let me get to this Dave Cars track, and I think you're going to like it. It's one of those old tracks, The Way We Were, a Barbara Streisand, but Vanessa cut it.
To do it all again. too painful to remember. We simply choose to forget. So it's laughter. We will remember whenever we remember the way we
Yeah, that was Dave Cobb and Vanessa Williams. That's deep, man. And you know, when I played that, I imagined the scene where the way we were, you know, out in the snow, in the winter. Oh, man, I almost started to cry. I want to send a shout out to the state of Michigan for tuning in, and to Berwyn, who's always on my side, and to Texas. And, you know, I saw a picture today of California with snow. I kid you not. The roads were all blocked up with white winter snow. I said, you got to be kidding. I was planning on going out there. So let's get to this smooth jazz with Vanessa Rubin, another Vanessa. She's got a track called It's Probably Me. So I want you to listen to this, and when I come back, we got more great jazz on All That Jazz Now.
If the night turned cold and the stars slowed down, and you hugged yourself on the cold, cold ground, you wake the morning in a stranger's cold, no one would you see. You ask yourself, who'd watch for me? My only friend, who could it be? Hard to say it, I hate to say it, but it's probably me. When your belly's empty and the hunger's so real, and you're too proud to beg and too dumb to steal, you search the city for your only friend. No one would you see. You ask yourself, who could it be? A solitary voice to speak out and set you free. Well, I hate to say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me. The easiest person I ever got to know, and it's hard for us both to let our feelings show. Some would say I should let you go away, you only make me cry. If there's just one friend, lay down her life for you till the end. Well, I hate to say it, hard to say it, but it's probably me. Mm-hmm. When the world's gone crazy and it makes no sense, there's only one voice that comes to your defense. The jury's out and your eyes search the room, and one friendly face is all you need to see. If there's just one friend, just one friend, lay down the line for you till the end. I hate to say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me. Well, I hate to say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me. I hate to say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me.
Something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Listening to All That Jazz Now. And we've got some more work for Chaz, Cass. I mean, she does all our commercials. And we got some new crew coming on next year, too. I mean, 2022, we are really going to try to bust it out. You know, just make it where it's just DSM, Don S. McClure, right now, American Off. All over the goddamn globe. Oh, I forgot we're doing jazz. Hey, it's going to be a jazz takeover. So stay tuned. You have to talk smooth. Some people say I should talk smooth on the jazz show. And I try my best. Hey, I got a track I'm going to play by Paul Brown. And I like some Paul Brown. It's called The Sounds of Jazz. And sit back and relax. On a Wednesday, 10th, did you know you will not see 12, 15, 2021 again, ever? Think about that. When you're thinking about stuff you're doing and building relationships, you know, I'm on my phone sending out Christmas welcomes to everybody in my cell phone list, and I'm already sending them out on my email. I should end up with about 1,000. But it's nice to know that some people still have the same phone number. Oh, man. Somebody else probably got there and say, what the? Who is Crystal Catherine Magic Don S. McClure? Well, at least he did say Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Holidays. All right, Paul Brown.
you see, I'm no good without you. Well, then take my list, 'cause I wanna lose them. Then take my arm, 'cause I'll never use them. Well, your goodbye left me with eyes that cry.
We hit you with the Paul Brown jazz, then we flipped it back to the old days, Dinah Washington. See, we're bad, man, and they don't make a jazz show any better. Better. I got a track by an artist that I like called Bermuda Nights. It's by Gerald Albright. His daughter's out there just kicking tail. And following in her father's footsteps. And a couple of years ago, Wes Smooth introduced me to one of her tracks. So, without further ado, her dad, Bermuda Nights, Gerald Albright, and that cat can play. And I keep saying that when I get ready to do my TV show, especially pushing the book, to have a friend, I'm going to use a lot of jazz tracks in the series. So I think that's going to be totally different. One of the best crime thrillers ever written, To Have a Friend, the book that got me to one of the top 100 in America on that list. Even though I was number 93, then I dropped to number 95, then 99, but I was in the 90s. How about that? In the top 100 in America. That's saying something. Here, my grandpa now. Donna, boy, you're doing, you're trying to do good there.
Thank you.
book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
Wow. And every time I hear that, just sends shivers. Oh, I got to be cool tonight because I'm doing jazz.
Yeah.
Sends shivers up and down my spine. Oh, man. Yeah, that's my book. I Love Being a Butterfly. Hopefully I want to turn it into a small musical. Did you know I've done a couple of them before? Yes. I've got them up credits up under my belt. And I don't mean credit bureau stuff. Oh, man. Seems like I've been around forever, don't it? It's 8 o'clock. Man, we didn't zoom through 1 hour. And we got some more to go. But we're doing pretty good. We did hit some Christmas jazz, some Peter White, some Cindy Bradley, On the Move, Dave Koz, Vanessa Rubin, Paul Brown, Dinah Washington, Gerald Albert. I mean, we're just bad. We're just the coolest. Oh, I meant to tell you that I was talking to T-Mobile last night about my other phone, and the guy came on. Now, I kid you not, I know I joke. And I'm going to say this real quick because we're doing jazz. But the guy was from India. He said, hello. Hello, Mr. McClure. Oh, wait, I'm terrified. You are a VIP. I've never had a VIP before. I said, oh, really? He said, yes. Yes, we must take care of you. You are a VIP. I said, yeah, I was around with Christopher Columbus, started the cell phone. I didn't say that, but it was nice to know that they pay attention to loyalty. I'm going to play this track by one of the greatest jazz artists that could sing, Frank Sinatra, Fly Me to the Moon. And when I come back, man, we got more great music for you from the VIP of T-Mobile. How about that?
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. you.
that was Cindy Bradley. She's got a track called Gray Area. And Cindy's bad, man. That girl can play a sax. And we got another one by her. She's our featured artist for tonight, Miss Cindy Bradley. And we got some Sarah Vaughan and Ella Fitzgerald. But Cindy's cutting up on that saxophone. So I'm going to split her up. I think I'm going to play this track. I've been debating between Ella Fitzgerald, but not for me, or Sarah Vaughan. I'm in the mood for love. So I got to be cool on this jazz. Yeah, Sarah. Sarah's on the mood for love, like all of you out there. Or should I go Ella Fitzgerald, but not for me. You know, everybody got a man or a woman, but I don't. So I guess I'll play that. Oh, man. Let me quit fooling around. Okay, I'm trying to be cool. Here we go. Ella Fitzgerald from the 50s.
But not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds.
Thank you.
And again, that was Cindy Bradley. Surrender was the name of the track. And before that, Ella Fitzgerald, But Not For Me. We're going to jump to a track by an artist that I just was wild about, Chuck Marjone. And some pronounce it Chuck Marjone. But it's a track called Feel Good. And I like it. And it's a jazz track. And, you know, we're in the mood for jazz. It's 8:21, man. We don't have much time left. And the board is lit up with blue lights. A lot of people from St. Louis and Virginia are tuning in. Oh, man, that makes my little Christmas heart go jazzy, jazz, like a little bump. Okay, I got to be cool. Yeah, like a little bump on the noggin. That's corny. Let me play Chuck Marjone. Feel Good. Thank you. Wow, and that was Chuck Mangione. And now we have Kansas City, Kansas, tuning in. I think everybody must be stuck in the house or something on a Wednesday. I know it snowed in California. Man, that had to be awesome. So while everybody's all little drinking some wine and chilling out at the Bible study, and I thought I'd play Sarah Vaughan, In the Mood for Love. Oh, I got to say it cool. In the Mood for Love. Yeah. For all you jazz lovers out there, it's the moody mood. Now you crazy. I want to send a special shout out to Rhonda Alexander. That's my homie. And we did some shouts out earlier. So if you missed them, oh well. Got to tune in again. A little earlier.
Simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for it. Heaven is in your eyes. Bright as the stars we're under. Oh, is it any wonder I'm in the mood for love? Why stop to think of weather? My faith, we put our hearts together. Now we're one. I'm not afraid if there's a cloud above. If it should rain, we
And we're back. And I think we got some more people in from Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Now, why do you have to spell that? I think it's that red tea you be drinking. Now I'm drinking black tea. And, you know, it's pretty good. And it's not an exotic manufacturer. It's by Lipton. It's organic. It's pretty good. How about that? Let me play this track. Man, it is 8:41. We almost got 18 more minutes. We'll be out of here. Maybe I can get some ice cream. I don't know. What is it with me and this ice cream fetish? But anyway, I'm going to play this track by Pat Metheny called Tell Her You Saw Me. And it's a track where he told his friend that if somebody was to ask about him, he said, tell her you saw me. And I remember when he wrote that, it was, he said, Don, what would you like for me to write? I said, well, I'm feeling kind of low, and could you tell her you saw me before I jump off the bridge? I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding. Okay, I got to be cool. It's jazz night. Okay, I won't tell no more corny stories. Tell her you saw me, Pat Metheny.
Thank you.
tell her you saw me. That must have been one of them songs where you go walking up on the lakefront and the water's hitting the shore and you're thinking, I must have been stupid to mess it up. That's one of them, man. You in the grass with your little glass of wine and you're thinking, if I could only get her back, tell her I saw her. Or you saw me. Or you saw somebody. Robert just said, nah, don't talk about that man like that. Okay, all right, okay. That was the name of the track. It was very beautiful. It's one of them reminiscent tracks. I only got 11 more minutes. Let me get out of here, man. Let me play this track. Frank Sinatra, Jazz Night, Young at Heart. Because you know some of us, we're still young at heart. I don't know. Somebody raised their hand. Hey, did you know my Dashboard Now shows? When a person raises their hand, get out of here. They're trying to be all modern in New York. Oh, let me play this track so I can see who has their hands raised.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young.
Played that. Excuse me, losing my voice. And so you start thinking, happy thoughts, young at heart. You know how when you used to love when you went to school, college, and you kissed in a university dorm and stuff. You know, just the young stuff that a lot of people seem to forget. They act like they're 188 years old. And they can't remember any joyful moment because they always complain. But on Jazz Night, it's time to relax, do some things, say some things, be some things, or be something. Oh, man. So anyway, I told you I got my booster shot, right? Friends of mine, that they shot me in the derriere. And then they said, Doc, I got a shot at that because they don't do that. I said, okay. All right, I'll just joke this. What the heck? You know, if you don't have some laughter in your life, you'll go crazy. And I'm not going to go crazy because I'm already crazy. It's been all that jazz now. We're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, we're going to be through. But we got another track to play. So let me find what I need to be playing. Oh, here it is. We'll be right back.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Thank you.
That's one of my favorites by Peter White. And my producer's doing the neck cross like that. The mic is on. I know it, man. Hey, I got to get out of here. It's been a blast. And again, I'm looking so forward to the invasion of St. Louis in February. And, you know, they got a hotel that I stay at that looks like a castle in downtown St. Louis. And I love it. And it's down the street from the casino. Oh, no. Stay away from there. Hey, have a good night. Catch you on Friday on the best lifestyle show on the world wide web, all over the world. So catch me then, and I'm going to get out of here. Peter.